You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
Have you heard the expression, two things can be true at the same time? A couple examples. Technology can certainly make life simpler and more complicated at the same time, or joy and sorrow can exist at the same time, or a marriage can be strong and experience challenges at the same time. In the parable this week, the parable of the weeds and the wheat, two things are also happening at the same time. Let's take a look again. He, Jesus, put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore again, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in the field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into the barn.'" Two different things happening at the same time. Good seeds are being sown, growing wheat, sons of God's kingdom, but bad seeds are being sown, also growing weeds, sons of the evil one. And not only that, they're actually growing in the same field, surrounding each other, growing together until when? Louder. The harvest. The harvest for the kingdom of God. Now, for those of you who were here last week as we kicked off this parable series, Pastor Gerber, he gave us a few things that we should consider when we are interpreting these parables, particularly kingdom parables. And here are some of those principles, just to remind. The first principle is that they are about God's kingdom. This one's fairly obvious. The kingdom of heaven is like. So we stick with that. Secondly, King first, Jesus is first. The parables are about Jesus, not necessarily us, even though it's easy for us to try to insert ourselves into these parables. Thirdly, they're not a moral lesson. Since parables aren't necessarily about the subjects in the kingdom, the focus is not how to live in the kingdom of God, they're about the kingdom of God. Fourth thing, context matters. Who is Jesus preaching and teaching to? What's going on at the time? And finally, the last thing, parables are focused on one main point, one main thing. So with that said, what is the main point? What is the main thing of our parable today? Remember, two things are going on at the same time. Wheat is growing and weeds are growing. And not only that, they're actually growing in the same field, surrounding each other, growing together, roots entangled in the same field. The sower has a different problem than last week's sower. He was just scattering seed everywhere in all kinds of places and all kinds of ground. In today's parable, seeds are sown in the same ground, and it's good ground. The seeds are all growing together. Both the weeds and the wheat are growing to maturity, and they look almost the same. Take a look. Wheat and tares, or wheat and weeds. They look very similar, don't they? But the resulting maturities are equaling, eventually, something completely different. Vastly different. Two types of seeds growing, yes, but maturing into something very different. You see, Jesus is the sower of the good seed. Seeds that will mature to be wheat. Wheat that will be harvested and placed in the barn for safekeeping. Satan is the sower of the evil seed. Seeds that will mature to be weeds. Weeds harvested and placed in the burn pile. There continues to be two things going on at the same time. God's kingdom is actively growing. But at the very same time, the enemy is still at work attempting to destroy it. Destroy the wheat harvest. Jesus, the sower once again this week, has scattered good seed. His word. We've been singing about it. His gospel. His word produces transformed lives. It produces grace and mercy. Meanwhile, Satan sows the bad seeds, seeds of lies and deceptions, false teachings, and all kinds of other evils. All in the same field. We don't have to look far in our lives to find the same thing. Weeds growing with wheat. How about families? Weeds and wheat. Schools. Workplaces. The golf course. The church. Even the church? Weeds in churches? Well, yes. Sin looks to find openings anywhere it can find it. Sometimes, especially in the church, it's where Satan works the hardest. Friends, don't be surprised by the weeds. Jesus himself is telling us today clearly that the weeds aren't going away yet. You see, the present mixture of things, weeds and wheat together, as confusing as it might be now, will indeed be sorted out in his time. By a God full of mercy, by a God full of grace, who came to redeem the world. The world. We can be thankful for his patience. The crowds he is speaking to in this parable, they're not necessarily believers. Yet, it is to the disciples that Jesus later explains the now but not yet. Now his ministry, his kingdom continues through his word. Now, like right here, right now. His word producing faith. Wheat, not weeds. The weeds aren't going away until he comes back. Until then, Jesus tells us not to uproot them. It's not our job. Our job is simply to reflect the light of Jesus. What a vision we have at Trinity. For all to see his kingdom progressing. Right here, right now. Then there's no need to wait. There's no time to waste. God's kingdom is serious business. The church, which is part of his kingdom, is serious business. The church made up of people who are both saints and sinners at the same time. But sinners who can repent will repent. Sinners who can be forgiven will be forgiven. Saints who confess with their lips that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, and it's all that is required. Jesus already did the real work. Jesus suffered, and Jesus died for you. Suffered and died for you so that when it is harvest time, you will go in the barn, the storehouse of heaven, not the burn pile. Verses 41 and 42. The Son of Man, Jesus, will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's a harsh reality, isn't it? Of the harvest. But there is more. Another reality that is glorious. For the believers, for the penitent sinners, there is a complete different picture, but it's just as clear. Verse 43, the righteous, that's you and that's me, made righteous through the blood of the Lamb, through Jesus himself, will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. The righteous will shine like the sun on the last day. But not just like the sun, S-U-N. You will be shining like the sun, S-O-N. We will be shining like the sun as he shines today, sitting at the right hand of the Father in his glorified, resurrected body. A glory you too will experience because of what Jesus did for you, what Jesus did for me. He suffered. He bled, he died for you, and he rose again for you. You are the wheat. You are not weeds. You are saved. You are baptized, redeemed children of God. And you are going to be in the storehouse of heaven. We are assured of this. We are assured of this through his word. True, life-saving word. Good seed. Through the cleansing waters of holy baptism, good seed. Through his very body and very blood in his holy supper, good seed. word and sacrament, preparing us for the last day. That last day will be something, won't it? A day of everlasting, renewed life with Jesus and all the saints, living in his promises, being raised on the last day, and shining like the sun in his restored kingdom forever. And until then, we have a calling. And our calling is clear. Keep growing as wheat. Stay rooted in the Word. Bear fruit by reflecting the light of Jesus in your lives. Live as children of the kingdom in the middle of a mixed field. You see, God's kingdom is unstoppable, even when evil seems to thrive in it. The harvest is coming, my friends. But until then, we learn, we love, and we lead to reflect the light of Jesus. Amen.